Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitchell Finley here on 106.7 Friday at noon. We are very excited to bring in our friend, DC sports fan, Mr. PFT Commenter. PFT, what's going on, man? How are you?
How's it going, guys? Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
PFT, how do you feel about this? B. Mitch just heated up his lunch, and it smells really good, and I have no lunch, and now I'm starving.
What, B. Mitch, what are you eating for lunch in the office on a Friday? Is that like the weekend for you? Is it already a cheat day, or are you sticking to health?
I mean, salmon and some roasted broccoli.
You're microwaving salmon in an office microwave?
No. Mine don't smell like everybody else's. My salmon is cooked well.
I am two studios like away wrong. From you with glass walls separating us, and I smell it
you
loud
say
and
smell
clear.
Good, did you not?
It does smell good.
Okay. So it doesn't smell like...
Everyone thinks their own office seafood smells good. It's like their own farts. No one else wants
to
smell that.
Let me tell you. I know the difference of how to do it. So if you go somewhere and you get this little fresh smelling stuff, they don't put no seasoning on, they don't let it marinate, don't put that in the microwave. But when you put something in a microwave, you better make sure it's well marinated to where that fishy taste or smell won't be there. Like somebody did it yesterday, and it was god awful.
You were complaining about the smell
yesterday.
It was
god awful.
It was awful.
Yeah, if somebody brought that into this office here, I think that it would be like a sock party, like in Full Metal Jacket, pretty soon thereafter. Like,
but see, what he didn't say though, I was ordering them lunch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, JP, he doesn't listen.
That changes everything.
And then he runs off at his mouth sometimes without knowing what the situation is.
All of that is accurate.
There's that. That's actually a good thing to do, is to make sure that you're taking care of the people that would beat you up. And then also it's probably to be the most jacked up person in the office. People will think twice if they're like, wait, whose Sam is that? I'm going to go kick his ass. Smells great. Smells great, B-Mitch.
Yeah, I could literally see that walking to the kitchen here in the office like, man, that stinks. And then you turn the corner like, oh, salmon going healthy again. Good for you, B.
Yeah, so I have to be healthy. Watching what I eat. I've had some kidney issues recently, and the doctor said it might be too much sodium. It's giving me kidney stones, and I was like, I don't really think I eat that much sodium at all. I was talking to the other people, like Big Cat and some other people by my desk, and as I'm saying, like, I don't think I eat that much sodium.
You're eating sodium.
The delivery person comes up and drops my lunch off, and it's an extra large order of lemon pepper chicken wings with Nashville hot fries on the side. And then on the receipt for the chicken wings, it says on the instructions, please add extra seasoning. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think maybe it is time for me to cut back, like maybe 50% of my daily intake of sodium. I'll be okay.
Sodium's hard because you don't even realize it's in everything. Like the slightest bit of salt is so, I mean, it's...
That's why you cook most of your own food. You figure it out.
It's everywhere. Well, good. I know the kidney stones have to be incredibly painful. I'm sorry you're dealing with it, man. Hopefully you're on the upswing.
No, it's okay. It actually gives me something that I can complain about. So I'm always happy if I've got an excuse for anything. So if there's like a project I don't want to take on, or if there's like a brunch I don't want to attend, sorry, got the kidney stones, can't get off my couch. So I'm going to be milking this for at least 6 months. So don't cry for me, Argentina, on this one.
Well, something else you can complain about, and this is a question we put out to the callers, is the Washington football team's record of drafting quarterbacks in the first round is awful. I mean, RG3 flamed out. I mean, you go further back, Patrick Ramsey, Jason Campbell. I can't think of a good one really in my lifetime of a first-round draft pick that's worked out at the quarterback position. So with all of that in mind, Dwayne Haskins, obviously, we know that just happened in 2019. How comfortable are you with this football team going quarterback in the first round?
Not very comfortable at all. I want to see us bring in somebody in, either via trade or a free agency, because you're right. Like, our history in the first round. Although I'm still waiting for Jason Campbell to take that next step. I will forever, like, as long as I live, I will be like, you know what? Next season is the one for Jason Campbell. He had a couple nice little plays against the Cowboys last year. I'll keep thinking back to, like, all the excuses that I made for him, and I'm not ready to give up on him just yet.
He is the one guy that I think, like, myself, I do think everybody thinks if J.C. landed in a better situation, he could
have. Without a different offense coordinator every year?
Right. I think he could have hit. I think he could have been good. I'm with you there, BFP.
Has it worked with the free agent quarterbacks also? I mean, we're saying don't draft the quarterback. That hasn't worked. What has really worked?
Yeah, nothing. That's a good point. It's like, why don't we let's just run like a single wing offense and don't even worry about the quarterback position here? Because you're right. Like, yeah, free agency hasn't really worked out that well for us either. But hey, you know what? I'll do you one better when it comes to Jason Campbell. I think that he would have been a much better quarterback if Brandon Lloyd had just caught that first pass that he threw in the NFL. That would have been a touchdown, and it went through his hands, and it was going to be like a 50-yard bomb. I want to say it was against maybe the Bucs in his first start that he ever got. If Brandon Lloyd catches that ball, then Jason Campbell's career takes an entirely different trajectory from that point on. But, yeah.
I'm with you on, like, singular plays like that. I remember RG3 the second season when he came back from the ankle injury, hit a bomb. I think it was to Aldrick Robinson who dropped it. And I swear if Aldrick makes that catch, everything goes different.
It's these little things, man. Like, it's the butterfly effect. Or what's the name of the guy from Ole Miss that lifted his leg up and pretended to take a pee after he scored a touchdown?
Is that Swag that, Kelly?
Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore. The Elijah Moore effect. Yeah, that one penalty for indecent celebration ended up changing the entire course of the SEC from that point on in college football as a whole. But yeah, back to the original point, which is the quarterback situation. I would feel more comfortable going with a quarterback who's already kind of proven that he's got something there, and then bringing him in, because I do trust Ron Rivera and I trust the coaching staff to be able to make them adapt to what we've got going on in DC a little bit more than I do for coaching staffs in the past. So I would prefer to go that direction, because I don't think there's going to be a guy that's going to be worth a first-round pick by the time we get up to make the selection. I think it's going to be one of those things where there are a lot of good quarterbacks this year, and teams are going to reach for him in the first round because they're going to be afraid that they're not going to be able to get their guy.
But isn't that the thing, that position is just one that you have to keep trying? I mean, if you ever get to the point where I'm never drafting another quarterback again, I'm not going to do this, then you'll never find one.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but if you're going to be drafting a quarterback in the first round, I would much rather do it in the top 10. Like, I wouldn't – here's a problem that we haven't had to deal with in a while, which is, like, making the playoffs kind of screws you over when it comes time for the draft. So, like, when you're that far back, and I think there's going to be a run on quarterbacks, I don't know if it's necessarily worth it in the first round, but I do think that if you're drafting high, you might as well draft a quarterback every single year in the first round. I don't mind that strategy. Take a new guy every year and see, you know, keep doing that until you find your guy.
I'm asking you a few questions, PFD. Tom Brady drafted when?
199th overall.
Drew Brees drafted when?
Was he second rounder?
Yeah. All right, right at the second.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was drafted where?
I think one pick before Jason Campbell.
So when you start seeing quarterbacks that were drafted way beyond the top 10, it's out there. A lot of times people just drop. And Aaron Rodgers went to Cal. He was damn good in college, but then he slipped. He went down there, and they drafted him, and he ended up being good. So you look at a guy like that may drop to the 19th spot, I don't think it's out of the realm that they could end up being good, because we could go look at how many people failed in the first round in the top 10.
So, yeah, you can
Patrick
find
– Patrick Mahomes was number what, 7 or 10?
I think he was 10.
And then right? Watson almost slipped out of it. Think about that.
But, B, the flip side of that is Paxton Lynch and Nate Sudfeld and Sage Rosenfeld.
I'm saying is they could be bad anywhere.
There will be no Nate Sudfeld slander on this radio
show. Nate Sudfeld was drafted when?
To watch the football team to the playoffs. I think so. If we can get Trey Lance, then I'd be okay with taking quarterback. I like Trey Lance.
Me too.
Outside of him, like, I don't know. I think everybody else worth taking in the first round is going to be gone in the top 10.
Yeah, I do too. I think maybe you can get Trey Lance. You still probably have to trade up, but I am intrigued by him. We just had his quarterback coach on, Quincy Avery, who you might know. He's only 20 years old. He's going to be 20 years old when he gets drafted. Imagine with the right coaching and environment, given 5 years of team control. That one really intrigues me. But, I mean, the big news this week to me is the Russ Wilson stuff. And you can say that it's not a trade request, but when your agent is telling the Seahawks what teams he would like to land with, that is sure close to a trade request. We did like a half hour of calls on this yesterday, PFT. What would you do as a Washington football fan to get Russ Wilson to D.C.?
Rename the team for him.
the Washington Wilsons. The WWs.
Yeah, Washington Wilsons. And then just have you'll score, 18 points a game. I think maybe just call them the Wilsonton football team. Like, I would seriously, like, you name your price, and I will get Russell Wilson into town for that. But, I mean, I'm a little bit short-sighted when it comes to that stuff. He's, 30?
He's 32. He'll be 33 by the time the next season starts.
Okay, so 33 years old. He's probably, with his style of play, he's probably got, like, 5 good years in him. I would give up a lot to get a guy like that, for sure. Like, it's like name your price at that point. If I were the Seahawks, I would keep – listen, if it came down to choosing between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, I'm taking Russell Wilson's side every time. Pete Carroll is – I think he's a good, like, manager of personalities, but he's not a great X's and O's guy, and he hasn't really had any success without relying on Russell Wilson and a strong running game. So, like, he's had Marshawn Lynch, he's had Russ Wilson, great talents, and he's made it work with those guys. And he kept a good defense filled with big personalities together. But I just don't think that Pete Carroll is that great of a coach. And if I were in charge of a football team, I would rather stick with Russell Wilson, a guy who can do things that only maybe 5 people in the league can do, over a coach that I think is actually, at the end of the day, pretty mediocre.
Not to mention Pete Carroll turned 70 in September. So if you think, I mean, the way Russ takes care of his body, he's on that similar hyperbaric chamber, avocado juice world as Tom Brady. I mean, let's say you think Russ can play 5-10 more years. You think Pete Carroll, who turned 70 in September, is coaching 5-10 more years?
It's always a shock to me to hear how old Pete Carroll is. Because, if
Russ he hires it well.
Yeah, himself, yeah.
Like, I'll have
it's
what
the,
Pete
it's Carroll the bubble
is
gum.
It might be the bubble gum.
Yeah, I think it's double bubble, the stuff that comes in the yellow wrapper, whatever it is, that jaw's still going. And his hair, man, he's got great hair for a 70-year-old. People don't talk about that. I guess it's like the Seattle air up there is nice on your body. But, yeah, I think he's a good coach, but I don't think he's anything special, really. And so if I were the Seahawks, like, I would kind of understand Russell Wilson's gripe that, okay, maybe you having your sons hang out all the time and not having any accountability can be an issue on the locker room at the end of the day. I could understand where he's coming from with that angle. So, I would take Wilson's side, and if I'm the football team, like, I know that we're not on his list of hypothetical places that he would want to be traded if he were demanding a trade, but he's not demanding a trade except to these 5 places. But if it were us, then, yeah, I would give up a couple first-round picks for him, maybe 2 first-rounders, a couple thirds, and see where it goes from there. But I think he's worth it.
I totally agree with you. But I know you're a football guy's guy, but you're also just a big DC sports fan. You got the Caps are back in first place in the East. The Wizards are hot. But I wanted to ask you this. I don't know if you saw Bryce Harper had some comments yesterday to the Philadelphia media talking about how happy he is to be in Philadelphia.
Be himself.
Because he's allowed to just, and this is a quote, be Bryce. And with the inclination, with the implication that in Washington he had to hold back and keep his personality to himself, and that he's so happy to be in Philly because he gets to let loose. I'm curious your response, or if you heard any of that.
No, I actually haven't heard any of that. I don't know what that means either. I mean, like, the guy was pretty outspoken when he was in D.C. I think that's just, like, that's the attitude of somebody that is trying really hard to move on. You know, you get through like a bad breakup and you're like, you know, finally I can get out there and just kind of live for myself a little bit. It's like, dude, you do the same thing every week. You just, you know, you watch football and you go to the gym twice.
Right.
And now you're saying, like, you've totally changed your life around. I think it's like him trying to convince himself still that he made the right choice after he went to Philly and missed out on that World Series ring. I do think that he, like, deep down, if you were to ask Bryce, if you feel like you made a mistake by leaving that team right before they won a World Series, he would probably say yes if you gave him truth serum.
Of course.
But I think he's definitely, like, in the denial stage where he's like, no, you know, I'm just I was so glad to see how happy they are. I just want them to be happy, and I want us to be happy. So we're great friends.
But
now,
the question you would ask is, you say he can show his personality. As Brock stated, what personality?
Yeah, his personality is 90% in his hair. He's got hair flips. He's allowed to toss his hair around a little bit more. I mean, this is a guy that was out there, like, you know, at the home run derby with the having his dad pitch to him and hitting balls with, like, an American flag bat. Like, that is his personality. That's as big as his personality goes. I don't see anything different that he's doing in Philly. Maybe, I don't know, the media up there hasn't really covered him as much as they did in D.C. But to me, that's actually indicative more of, like, lowered expectations. When he was in D.C., it was like, this dude's going to be MVP candidate every year. And in Philly, I don't think that it's weird to say because they're a sports town that puts expectations on everybody, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're like, this dude's going to be the MVP this year.
Right. It's been just so strange. And I think maybe he's walking a little higher right now because 2020 was, you know, in a bubble and just it's such a different environment. I'm curious, do you watch The Wiz? I mean, I know you're a huge Caps fan, but The Wiz are hot and it's been a lot of fun to watch them lately.
So I don't watch The Wiz until they either win or lose 10 games in a row, because then it becomes fun. that's my, like, kind of the line that I draw on the sand every year, because it's got to be so tough to have any expectations whatsoever for the Wizards and be just perpetually disappointed. But I'm starting to pay attention. I'm starting to open my eyes. I'm watching more highlights of the Wiz than I have before. They're going to play themselves out of a good draft pick this year. That's the direction they're going in right now. But the end of that game last night was just ridiculous. I did see that highlight where it's like you have basically a 4-on-1 fast break and you end up with four guys standing behind the 3-point line all waiting for the ball.
Yeah.
And you end up, you know, breaking the shot at the very end of the game. I saw that. So if we can make teams try to play that style of offense against us for the rest of the year, then yeah, we'll be good.
I mean, certainly they'll be good in that regard. One thing that's been really funny, BFT, is B. Mitch, because, you know, sports betting is now legal in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And so we talk about betting, and B. Mitch puts little bets in here and there. And I think it's really changed how you watch some of these games, Brian. And it's funny to watch. I know, PFT, you like a little action here and there. It changes significantly for me watching random February basketball games.
Yeah. You look for the whole game instead of just look for the score.
Right.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes you pay attention more. That's what I always do in the summertime because I get bored with midsummer baseball. I think like everybody does, you know, when it's, you know, late June, early July, and you're trying to find something to really care about. That's the way that I can actually force myself to pay attention to Major League Baseball. It's just like sprinkle a little action everywhere, bet against the Pirates money line every single game. I think if you've done that for the last 30 years, you would be up like 400% of your money if you just bet against the Pirates. That's just like a great all-around strategy.
It is.
But yeah, you got to be. I love playing NBA overs too because any team can catch fire in the fourth quarter, and you're never out of it. But yeah, no, B. Mitch, welcome to the party. You're gonna love it here.
Not really.
BFT, let's say this. Opening day is about a month away. Maybe it's 5-6 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen with letting fans in. But when they raise the banner at Nats Park and you come down here, happy hour's on us.
That sounds great. I can't wait to have a frozen Red Bull vodka in the bullpen. I can't wait to get back down to D.C. It's been a long time. My parents just got the vaccine, so I get to see them for like the first time in a year and a half. I'm pumped to get back down there. So when they do it, beers are on you, shots are on me.
That sounds like a good afternoon right there.
Yeah, that's going to be an Uber Lyft night.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I don't know where PFT's parents live, but you guys might be headed out to the same direction out in the Centerville area. So maybe you guys could split an Uber.
Yeah,
there you go. I think B. Mitch has made enough money over the course of his life. Plus, I don't want him like opening up Tupperware of salmon and stuff while we're on Route 7. Route seven catfish, it just hits different. You know, like, I don't want that.
PFT, thank you so much for the time. Everybody go follow at PFT Commenter on Twitter. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right. Good talking to you guys. Take care.
The one and only PFT Commenter breaking down the Washington football team, really the Washington sports scene, as only he can. Got to take a break here. We're going to keep talking about the Washington football team and should they draft a quarterback in round one, or are you too scared? Scared money don't make money, Landfill.
That's what they say.
Taking a break. 106.7 The Fan. .12:30 on the dot in the nation's capital. It is B. Mitch and Finley. I'm feeling this Friday energy right here. Positive vibes Friday. B. Mitch is ordering food. Thank you, big bro. We're getting Buffalo Wild Wings. I went with Asian Zing. Pretty excited about that. My soda choice, I didn't even want a soda. I told Landfill I didn't even want fries. I just wanted wings. It's cheaper to get fries and a drink than to just get wings.
Yeah, you got to get rid of those potatoes that they pay a penny for.
Listen, man, I think they're giving out lunch deals. So I'm not here to argue with them. My soda options were Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, or Sierra Mist. I picked Mountain Dew, and I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, lot of caffeine.
I wanted DP, but they didn't have it. Here is the question for everyone on the phone lines. 800-636-1067 is the phone line. AAA, always on call, listener line. Dwayne Haskins, Robert Griffin III, Jason Campbell, Patrick Ramsey. Those are the first-round quarterbacks selected by the Washington football team in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. For different reasons and to varying degrees, none of them were the answer here. Does that scare you from taking another quarterback in the first round? And I haven't answered the question yet, Brian.
Well, you should answer it.
It doesn't scare me. You got to keep swinging.
Hey.
And
I'm with you on that.
And you pointed this out earlier, and it's a really important point. This is an entirely new organization now. Yes, Dan Snyder's still the owner, but Ron Rivera has control on a football side in a way that we haven't seen. I'd argue, outside of Joe Gibbs' return, how long was Joe here? 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, it'd been four.
The 2.0, yeah, it was four. It was two good ones, two bad ones. The Joe Gibbs 2.0 era, Joe had control. Ron has that level of control. Because even when Mike was here, I think it was 10 years ago when Mike Shanahan was here, I think Dan was more involved, obviously.
And that flew by.
And Bruce Allen was more involved.
That situation started off, Mike had control.
Right.
And then I think Bruce started to feel like he was losing something. And he partnered. And then they was 2-on-1. And that's why it changed.
Everybody has control until they don't.
Yep.
Ron has control. Ron has cleaned house on the scouting side. Front office, he's got the guys he wants in there in Mayhew and Herney. They report to him. There is nobody between Ron and the owner. And I always think that's a really vital point in this. Mm-hmm. There is no interference. There is nobody trying to change what Dan hears from the coach. It's just Ron talking to Dan. And I think... And they changed the business side, too. I mean, they've got...
They changed everything. But see, I like what you're saying, because what is the one question we always ask before? Who's in charge? Because you want to know where to send your vitriol to, where to put your blame on, where to put the blame. But right now, still, when we listen to the phone calls, everything you just stated, people other than you, me, and a few others, I guess, we don't think... We only think that Ron is in charge. Everybody else think that it's still the other way.
I mean, I'll defend some of the callers. I think it's fair to be skeptical that Dan has really stepped away. But I also think Ron is doing an incredible job of keeping Dan in the loop in a way that he feels involved.
But see, those people that are so skeptical, they don't think he should do that. And I think that's where I think the ignorance of it comes from. He's an owner. He's going to be involved.
And they are everywhere else in the NFL.
So you have to keep him involved. But you're handling your business. But I think as soon as you start suspecting that something is going to go negative, you can't all of a sudden just say, oh, well, no, no, no. It's got to be, if something goes wrong, it has to be the other part. No, if it goes good or bad, it's because the things are set up how it is. And I really believe that all the stuff that has come out will make Dan more hesitant to step in.
Sure.
And try and do something.
I think that's a really fair point. So the question on the phones is, can the Washington football team go QB again in round one? I say they can. The past is the past, man. You can't live there. You got to try to look ahead. Now, it's important to me to point out this caveat. Just because they can doesn't mean they have to. There are multiple ways to skin a cat. I like this kid, Jamie Newman. There are other quarterbacks late in the draft. There are other free agents. There are more drafts in the future. Just because if everybody's gone at 19, you don't have to take Mac Jones because you need a quarterback. That's what I'll point out.
What if they draft a quarterback in the third or fourth round?
Sure.
And that quarterback comes out there, and from day one, you see that he's Russell Wilson-esque. Does everybody out there feel, oh, we got to stick with Heineke, we got to stick with Allen? What if this kid comes, what if somebody, whoever they draft, come in and shows that I am the better quarterback? Do you go there, or do we feel we just have to go with one of the other guys because they were already in the system?
You know what? Here's my answer to that. That would be a fantastic problem to have.
Yeah, and but see, that's the way – I think if they were to see someone and say, that's who we want to get, this guy could turn into a Wilson. Even a Kirk Cousins. Let's just say like that. If Kirk Cousins had – he put some numbers up. If he had defense around him and a better running game, he probably could have been a better quarterback. You know, could have run some more games. But if you do something like that, then I'm with it. But I don't feel just because someone showed me – listen, they didn't believe either the two that we have coming back right now were the actual people, but they earned an opportunity to come back and fight for a job. But if I draft somebody and they start battling, as Taylor Heineke stated, competition is how you find out the best of everybody. What if a rookie comes in here and he's the best of everybody? I say go with him. I wouldn't say, oh, you just can't let him go out there. No, he won. Hands down, and you move forward. And if he loses, then you let him sit down and learn. But what if that guy in a third round, fourth round could end up being a guy?
Maybe I'm crazy. And I'll say it again. Maybe I'm crazy. I kind of like Heineke. I kind of do, man.
No, listen, it's no problem about liking him. I like him too.
But he's got to earn it.
But I still want to see totally. Him have to go into a battle because –
they have to prepare that way.
Unfortunately, I don't think like most, I'm not impressed with just five quarters. I'm happy with what I saw because he was prepared for the moment. But I need to see more than five quarters for me to say that he's the guy.
That's what I do.
You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I have to
and
see
let me
more
be
than that.
Crystal clear. They should continue to try to improve at that position.
And if he ends up being the guy, I am all in for it. But I watched a rookie of the year. And I said the same thing after that. I need to see it happen more than 1 year. Because you see little things that were causing issues. And we, as fans, for the most part, just saw Robert and go, oh, wow. He had changed the whole league up. He changed the whole dynamic. But I saw stuff that was going to get him in trouble. And it got him in trouble on the football field. And I think that's the ultimate thing. You have to see it in a more consistent manner. If 1 year wasn't enough, damn sure five quarters is not enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Capital A, capital Y, absolutely. I'm just saying I like the moxie. I like the kid. Who knows what it becomes, right? And I think I like Trey Lance. If they want to trade up to the 10 spot and Trey Lance is there, the one thing that's gonna be a problem is Dallas and the Giants draft 10 and 11. I don't think Washington's doing a draft day trade in the first round anyway with Dallas and the Giants. Maybe you get to 9 for Denver. Or if Carolina does something wild and they go get Deshaun Watson and they have to give up all their firsts, they're set at quarterback. Houston would likely not be thinking quarterback there because they got Teddy Bridgewater or who knows what they're doing. Maybe that's an opportunity. The Lions have the 7th pick. They just traded for Jared Goff. They're not drafting a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Niners at 12. So if Lance gets to 12, I wonder what Kyle Shanahan would think of him. I don't think they're dating Jimmy Garoppolo, but they're not married to Jimmy Garoppolo. We've already seen the Washington football team and the Niners do a draft day trade. They did it last year for Trent Williams. Ron and John Lynch, Ron and Kyle Shanahan are cool. I think there's some possibilities there. But listen, it's still a question if people are comfortable going QB in the first round. That's the question. I know all the callers are here. I see Vic. I see Al. I see Darren. We're coming to you next right here. 106.7 The Fan.
One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets for the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called Same Game Parlay Bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Listen, you could go ahead and have one player. You could have his total points, his rebounds, his assists, or you could just say, no, I'm going to go with the over-under. And I'm also throw the point spread in there. Then you can add some things that the players are doing. It gives you an opportunity to win a lot more money. And right now, new and existing users are getting up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with the same game parlay insurance. You heard that right, every day. And that's why I bet on FanDuel. You know, it's so easy to use. They give you so many different ways to win money. And if you start doing the parlays, you can win an even bigger payout. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same game parlay and use promo code Brian at sign up. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $25 and terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bishop Finley here, 106.7.
Next time we go out of town, we're going to rent us a Cadillac.
I think we should. Get Sean Ryan on the phone.
You and I going to play this song.
I mean, sounds like a no-brainer to
me. Let you drive. You go. You got to get the lead.
I'll get it way down.
The right lean.
I'll get it way down.
All right.
My boy Eddie Dos Santos used to live down in Atlanta. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing in Atlanta.
I want to see.
We're going to hit these phone calls. Listen. The phones better not stop because we got to ask B. Mitch anything starting at 1. We're kind of doing the last hour in reverse. We got to ask B. Mitch anything starting at 1, which actually gives more time
anything
for more
sensible,
questions.
Please.
No.
Let's not get out.
No, B. Those are
box.
Not the rules. It's ask B. Mitch anything.
Well, that don't mean I can have to answer anything.
Does
some,
not
some
have
might
to be
a
sensible
weird.
At all. I encourage weird.
No.
In fact, I want Lamphill and Dar to have a weird question ready.
No, I'm not talking to those guys.
Well, we'll see about that. But right now the question is, should the Washington football team be apprehensive about drafting a quarterback in the first round because of the utter lack of long-term success? Dwayne Haskins, Robert Griffin III, Jason Campbell, Patrick Ramsey, the list goes on and on. Let's start with our guy, Darren in North Carolina, DNC. What's up, man?
You on point, Tip, all the time, Fife. But yeah, man.
Well done.
Look, man. No, listen, man, JP, man, you my guy, man. You my guy. You with that whole Tribe Called Quest reference and how you mess with him, how I do, me and you cool, brother, any day of the week. B-Mitch know what it is, but don't be apprehensive. Don't put scare money on the table when it comes to building this future. I'm like B-Mitch, man. I want to vomit, hit a wall or something when I hear these so-called fans. Oh, well, you don't mortgage the future, you don't do this, and well, you have to make moves to move. You have to make moves to move forward. You have to put your first your right in front of your left foot. You can't stay stagnant and think that these old ways is going to haunt you somehow. Like, you gotta make the move. Trey Lance is to me, him and Fields are 1A, 1B. I watch Fields. I keep saying this, and I'm going to say it until he proves me wrong. I watch him on QB1 on Netflix. He comes from a great background from his parents. He's a gamer. He's a baller. He takes injuries, and he goes out there. He balls out. He showed you in the semifinal game in the college playoff. To me, either one of those quarterbacks will make Washington not necessarily a contender for the Super Bowl, but they will be a contender in every game just a little bit more than they were this year because that quarterback will add an element. Defensive coordinators won't have tape on them playing with the Washington football team and what they would do with this offense. So they would add a different dynamic. I want to see this team prevail and not be stagnant with not swinging for the fence. I'm not saying I'm out of Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. It just seemed like it's highly unlikely for Washington based on the circumstances.
Yeah, but didn't you hear earlier I asked his QB coach to put in a good word, so maybe that'll change things.
I don't expect
that to pay off.
For Russell Wilson, though, I didn't get a chance to comment on that. I would give up all four pinkies. I wouldn't cut them. My aunt's a nurse. I'll let her do it.
Darren, I'm very confused. I don't know what part of North Carolina you're from. You got four pinkies?
It's pinky toe.
Pinky toes and pinkies. All four pinkies.
If you had four pinky fingers, I wanted you to send me a picture. Darren, thank you for the call, man. Have a great weekend.
We were going to get in trouble for talking about it.
Man.
All right, brother.
Take care.
Be cool, D.
Let's get
We probably would have gotten in trouble talking about Darren with those four pinky fingers.
Let's go to Al in Hyattsville. Al, what's going on, buddy? Are you worried about taking another QB in the first round?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, first and foremost, I am not worried about that. I've listened, and me and Darren are cut from the same cloth.
You have four pinkies, too?
Hey, it's all good, baby. I got four of them. But listening to all of the fans talk about going with Heinicke and all of this other stuff and everything, and I'm looking at them like, okay, great. I hear y'all. I hear what y'all saying. And y'all are letting the past dictate your future. That is not a good move when you allow your past to dictate your future. First and foremost, for all of these people calling in, if you dated somebody, are you still with the same girlfriend you've been with the first time? Or are you on number 3, 4, or 5?
Probably 10 or 15.
Maybe 10 or, exactly. Maybe, you're right, maybe 10 or 15. What about the people that are married? Are you still with wife number 1? Which would be fantastic if you are. But some of them aren't. Some of them are with 2nd, 3rd, maybe even 4th or 5th, depending on that. So those people have not allowed their past to dictate their future. Same thing here. We can't allow our past to dictate our future. If there's somebody at 19 and you believe they are the right fit and they check all the boxes you're looking for, you go for it. If there's somebody in the 2nd round, the 3rd round, the 4th round, whatever. Remember, we all know this. Tom Brady, what round? 6? Russell Wilson, what round? 3rd? Kirk Cousins, what round? 3rd? Even though he was here and he wasn't the best, he was better than what we had at the time. And he actually proved he was better than an actual number 1 pick. He proved it. So this idea of everybody saying, oh, no, go with this governor. Man, I'm like, look, whatever you see, I trust Ron. This is the first time I think a lot of Washington football team fans have had trust in an actual coaching staff. We have trust in Ron. So whatever Ron decides is the best course of action, I'm good with it. Now, the one thing I would put out there is that I don't want to mortgage our future by giving up tons of draft picks because I believe that draft capital is so needed in the future, you know, to help build this team the right way versus giving it all up at once, you know what I'm saying, and then having to try to recoup all of it later on. But ultimately, if there's a QB from – here's one other thing I hear. Ohio State, the ideal of Ohio State never produced a good quarterback. Well, you want to tell me what schools have been consistently producing good quarterbacks?
Seriously. Oddly, I think Michigan State has like the most QB starts of most schools. Al, thank you very much for the call, man. We're tight up against the break here. Got to run.
Well, you know what he said? One thing that I think is the ultimate. Trust in Ron. Trust in staff. Which means you have trust in you should have trust in what they're doing. But what everybody seems to do, they want to say, I got trust in Ron, I got trust in the staff, trust in everything he's done, but I don't trust he's going to go out there and make the pick. I trust somebody else going to make the pick. That's what they're basically saying. I believe in him until then.
There is reason for skepticism.
Hey, there's always reason for skepticism, but you know what? Don't mean that reasoning is absolutely right.
I agree.
How do you change things without changing your mindset?
There's reason for skepticism.
Okay.
But I'd also argue, and I've argued this online in stories I've written, and I've said it on the podcast and I've said it on these airwaves, I think there's more reason for optimism right now than there has been since Joe Gibbs 2.0.
I'll just say this.
And I mean that.
You've known me longer
than
a lot of people that's listening to me. You've worked closer with me. You know how my thought process has always been. Have I ever been speaking this level of positivity? Ever?
No.